When a hurricane hits the U.S. coastline, as Ian did last month in Florida, turn on the TV and what do you see? Palm trees wildly whipping in super high winds. The cliched footage is supposed to signify nature's fury, but NPR's John Burnett sees something else, a symbol of the resilience of life.
I finally counted them up. Ian is the 20th hurricane I've covered for NPR, either the big blow or the aftermath. They started with the monster Hugo in 1989, whose eye passed directly over me in Charleston, South Carolina. How many times I've sat in a hotel room, no power, talking to the news desk, and outside the shuttering window, those iconic palms, the trunks straining in the gale, the fronds flapping wildly behind them like a damsel in distress. But the palm trees rarely break.
The palm tree gets as much wind as all the other trees, but it knows how to bend. It knows how to flex.
Megan Kissinger is a wildlife artist and native Floridian who lives and paints in Fort Myers.
And I think Floridians, if you've lived here long enough, which I've been through a few Category 5s, they're pretty terrifying, but you wake up the next morning and you do a count of all your family members and you say, everyone's here, okay, let's get to work cleaning up.
Resilience, human and arboreal. As it happens, the graceful Gulfside city of Fort Myers will now be known for taking a direct hit from Category 4 Ian. So what better place to deliver an ode to the palm tree?
Fort Myers' nickname is the City of Palms. And we thank you for coming and see our palm trees.
Karen Maxwell meets me at the back gate of the Edison Ford Winter Estates, where she works as a horticulturist and teaches a popular class called palm reading. The lush grounds house the stately winter homes of Thomas Edison and Henry Ford, as well as a research lab, botanical gardens, museum, and garden shop. The property backs up to the sluggish Caloosahatchee River, and it abounds with palm trees. Princess palm, flamethrower palm, lipstick palm.
Foxtail palm, bottle palm, buccaneer palm, thatch palm, Christmas tree.
The Florida state tree is the sable palm, but the most famous species in this town is the royal palm. Maxwell stands next to a stout royal that's got to be 6 feet in circumference.
This is our royal palm. And if you came up to this, you think you're knocking on a column of solid cement. What makes these trees outstanding in a hurricane is this tree is solid, and that's why I want you to feel how hard it is. This tree can bend almost 40 to 50 degrees and not break because it has no branches. It is not rigid.
Palm trees come in more than 2,500 species, mostly occurring in the vast warm regions between the Tropic of Cancer and the Tropic of Capricorn. They love a good tempest.
All of them are adapted for wind. Many of them are adapted for flooding, and many are also adapted for assault.
They're adapted to exactly what happened here in Fort Myers during Hurricane Ian.
They are. They have the tools to survive.
You see lots of brown palm fronds littering the ground after a hurricane. While it's a chore for the city, it's a good thing for the trees. The wind has pruned the dead fronds. The live green fronds are tough and aerodynamic and seldom break off.
My name is Phil Buck. I'm a board-certified master arborist. We're sitting here on McGregor Avenue in Fort Myers, Florida, looking at the royal palms that line the street. As you can see, they're pretty beat up, but they're still standing.
Buck is in charge of the tree division for Crawford Landscaping, based out of Naples. McGregor Avenue is how Fort Myers came to be called the City of Palms. It's lined with some 1,800 royal palms, some taller than 75 feet. Ian's gusts, clocked at 155 miles per hour, pushed a few of the McGregor palms askew, and a few keeled over in the storm with a thunderous thud.
Some of these trees along McGregor, I don't know the exact age, but they can live up to 100 years or more. And we've had countless storms, none as severe as Hurricane Ian. But obviously, they're still here. They're still alive and kicking.
The English statesman and philosopher Francis Bacon made an observation that well suits the brilliant adaptability of the palm tree. We cannot command nature except by obeying her. John Burnett, NPR News, Fort Myers, Florida.